So, if you ever find yourself in a mindful where you've got the same thought going around and around in your head, this visualization will not only help you clear your mind of that inner chatter, but also it will give you insight and enlightenment as to its source and a way to make sure it never happens again. So for this visualization, it's really important that you're sitting in a chair with your feet flat on the floor and your spine straight and supported. And imagine from the top of your crown to the ceiling, there's a thin but strong gossamer thread just holding your head absolutely vertical so that your crown is right above the base of your neck. You're not leaning back, you're not leaning forward. And just become aware of all the tensions in your body. Starting in your forehead, just release those very tiny muscles. Drop down to your tongue and make sure your tongue is lying flat on the bottom of your mouth. Let the tension flow from your neck, away from your shoulders, down your arms, past your elbows. Just give your fingers a bit of a waggle to release the tension from your lower arms. Then become aware of your breathing. Breathing in, and on the out-breath, allowing the tension in your chest to flow down into your pelvis. In again, and on the out-breath to allow the tension to flow down your thighs. And breathe in again, and on the third out-breath, allow the tension to flow down your calves and your shins, all the way through your ankles, through your feet, into the floor. And again, you can give your toes a little waggle. So making sure your arms aren't crossed, just with your hands loosely by your side or resting on your laps. In each hand, connect the thumb to the middle finger. And we're just going to repeat a mantra for the next 5 in and out breaths. The mantra is Mona Oha, M-O-N-A-O-H-A, that's 2 words, and it means I trust. So on each in-breath, you'll say internally the word Mona, and on each out-breath, you say the word Oha, and make the out-breath about 3 or 4 times longer than the in-breath. So do this 5 times, remembering that it doesn't matter if you lose count. So that's Mona, Oha. So now, become aware of the thoughts that are milling around your head. And most thoughts that comprise our inner mind chatter and our inner commentary are generated in the outer cortex of our brain and in the frontal lobes. So put your tongue to the roof of your mouth and imagine a spot about 1 inch up and 2 inches back. That's about 3 centimeters up and about 5 centimeters back. And allow your consciousness to float to this point, right at the top of your brainstem, where the spinal column enters the brain. And just let your tongue relax. And just imagine that you're looking at the back of your eyeballs. And as each thought comes in, just say again internally the words Mona Oha. And notice how the thought gets replaced by the mantra. Now from that point, instead of looking at the back of your eyeballs, allow your internal mind gaze to look upwards to your crown. And imagine there's an opening in your crown which starts about 1 inch wide, 2 or 3 centimeters in diameter, and on each in-breath it starts to spin and get wider and wider. And as it does, it gets translucent. A white light starts to enter through your crown and it flows down to this observing point, your pineal gland. And as it does, it brings in unlimited wisdom and knowledge. And now imagine that the light flows down still further, so it's now around your throat. And as it does so, it brings in truth and the ability to communicate clearly. And let the light flow down even further still now, so it's just at the back of your sternum, your breastbone. And as the light flows down still further, it brings in the ability to give unconditional love and also to receive love unconditionally. And now let the light float down still further so it connects with your solar plexus just above your navel. And here the light brings in the most amazing intuitive ability. So you'll never put a foot wrong. And allow the light now to float down just below your navel to the sacral point. And the light brings fulfillment and satisfaction and peace. And you can repeat the mantra at this point, Mona Oha. But imagine that the mantra is emanating around your navel. So the trust is sitting deep inside your body. And now allow the light to float straight to your root. And here, the universal wisdom connects with Mother Earth and brings grounding and rootedness. And while the light is sitting in the root and connected through to Mother Earth, we send unconditional love down from our heart center into the earth for providing this amazing planet for us to live on and experience self-awareness. And from our pineal gland, we bring down the knowledge that we are self-aware and we might appear separate, but through the earth, we're connected to all 7 billion people on the planet right now, and indeed to all life forms. And now we can bring that earth wisdom upwards again into our root, knowing that we have a permanent connection to the earth, and we can bring it up to our sacral point just below our navel again, and we can give our sacral mind center a new job. And that job is this: it's to let us know when our needs are not being provided and we're not providing for the needs of others. And the universal earth wisdom combined with the light will let us know how to go about solving this problem. And then we bring up the earth wisdom to the solar plexus point. And the combination here of the earth wisdom from below and the light from above gives us the ability to be always pointing in the right direction, and the ability to notice signs and serendipities around us, and to alert our conscious mind of where our attention should be focused. And now we allow the earth wisdom to move up and join with the light at the heart center. And here something magical occurs. A spinning vortex emanates from our heart in both directions, out to the front and out to the back. And the vortex that goes out to the back goes out to all those instances of sadness, of fear, of guilt, of hurt, that in the past would cause a mind pool to appear, and it allows them to be healed and cured. And the vortex that goes out into the future is sent out to all those situations that we would fret and worry about. And it sends out peace and tranquility into events that have yet to happen. And next, the universal earth wisdom connects with the light just behind our throat. And it gives us the ability to be able to speak our truth, or to find a way to share our truth without angering or upsetting others. Then the earth wisdom moves up again to our third eye, our pineal gland. And joining with the light, it gives us the ability to know our internal minds, to know the earth mind, and to know the universal mind all at the same time. And this gives us the most amazing clarity and wisdom and vision to know that the next time that we experience a mindfall, that its source has come from elsewhere in our body. And simply by acknowledging where the mindfall comes from, we can let it rest and we can deal with it. And now the earth wisdom goes all the way up to the crown and connects with the light, so that we now have a permanent connection from the above all the way down to the below, but importantly, with our heart at the center. And remembering when our head, our heart, and our gut, and all the other mind centers are in alignment, we become unstoppable. We can walk in grace and peace, in perfect balance, with minimal effort, and living a charmed and peaceful existence. So now you can open your eyes slowly, come back into the room. And the next time you experience a mindfall, have a listen to this visualization again. And after a time, you'll find you'll be able to make any of your mind centers go quiescent. And the best way to do this is any time you find yourself falling into a mindfall, is to thank your other mind centers for letting you know there's something you need to pay attention to. Monar, Oha, we trust.